It's amazing, I'm the reason everybody fired up this evening. I'm exhausted, barely breathing, holding on to what I believe in.
Okay, so my name's Brian.
And I'm Chris.
And this is the By George Podcast, Episode 3. Kind of like Yeezy Season 3 that just dropped, and that's why we brought you in with some Kanye.
Yeah, fresh, right?
It was okay.
Okay.
We'll talk about music a little bit later. Right now, we're going to talk about a recap of our experience watching the Dayton and the Rhode Island game. Chris, take it away.
All right. Well, Dayton was a fun game, right? We lost by 27, 30 points.
Yeah.
I don't know. To be honest, I left in the second half early. I'm sorry.
I had to go to a dinner.
So.
I understand. We all tank sometimes. But no one tanked harder than the George Mason basketball team that night. We definitely had a chance early on there, but for whatever reason...
When it
reason,
was tied 7-7, is that what you're referring to?
Yeah.
That's when we had our chance? Because after that, it was a blowout.
And we were rooting. We were rooting for the first time. We were yelling at refs. Usually, we're sitting on media row. Chris is snapping pictures. I mean, today, we were actually rooting for the team, and we were hoping for a better experience.
We actually sat in the student section right next to the band. You know,
the band was the best part. Once again, we could at least like dance during timeouts.
Right.
But I thought the freshmen gave it everything they have. And, you know, there's not much we can really say about it. And I'm sure none of you even really want to hear about it at this point.
Nobody wants to hear about this game. But in fact, could I just say right now, let's move on.
Let's move on. Right.
It was a bad game.
Rhode Island, that was about the third time I paid to watch the other team's feed of the game. All three times we lost, so maybe I should stop doing that.
Right. Well, we've lost 16 games this year, so chances are you're going to witness a loss.
Right. And so did you listen to it? Did you monitor it on Twitter? Did you pay any bit of attention to it?
Yeah, I was doing the game summary, the live feed. I was reading the game. Yeah.
What were you doing? Were you on another date? Were you kicking it with with Mikkel at your crib? What were you doing?
I was kicking it with Shodi.
Okay, and so she let you check your phone?
She let me check my phone. I can check my own damn phone. Yeah. It's not like I'm in...
Oh, man, I was cocking back, watching it on my laptop, just...
And how was it? Sorry.
Once it got to about 12 minutes ago, you just knew you had no chance, so it was just $5 wasted at that point.
Yeah, well, it was a close game to start. 4-point halftime deficit, correct?
Right.
Yeah. And then what happened? Why did we lose? What was it?
I can't remember his name right now.
Uncontested threes,
but a white dude named like McVay or McKinney or something like that just went nuts on us and started hitting all these threes. And after that,
you tell me a white dude did us in?
Yep. Well, they also shot above like 50% from the 3-point line, and we didn't shoot that well ourselves. We attacked them early on with our big men, and I think sometimes we focus too much on getting it to our big men, and then Shevin's traveling, and so
but
on.
But Shevin
so on.
Put up 17-10.
Yeah, and he had himself a good game, and yeah, hopefully, there's some scouts saw some good things, and we're rocking a Shevin NBA jersey in a couple months.
No, NBA D League. Sorry.
Okay. Well,
you said that wrong.
Oh, well.
You're supposed to say NBA D League.
Okay. Well, I was hoping he was going to go to the NBA, like some Phoenix Suns or.
No. Have you seen him? Have you seen him in a double team?
Yeah,
that's NBA D League.
And there's like 7-foot centers.
But I like him. So hopefully he gets drafted by like the Thunder and they think that they can mold him into some new
center. One thing I found, we're going to go away from those games. Do any of you care that
no.
we're going to? No. Okay. So
and plus we can't hear what people are saying because they've never heard this and we're recording it live. So.
So I saw something interesting the other day online. I saw someone pleading that the Wizards should sign Larry Sanders. What do you think about that?
I mean, Larry Sanders is a good...
He's back, right?
He's not bad.
Right, and what is he... He's got to be, like, doing drugs and eating candy or something. Pulling a Lamar Odom. But, I mean, I don't know what he's doing.
Burking himself in a hot tub at the Bunny Ranch? Yeah, that's Larry Sanders, all right. No. Larry Sanders, trust me, I've watched him live. He's a legit just defensive presence. I mean, his wingspan is what, 7'2", 7'3"?
Right.
That's the biggest wingspan I've ever seen. He could block shots. Retired early. I'm not sure why. What was that?
He just didn't show up to practice. He just like didn't care about playing and said
attitude.
He was depressed.
Classic VCU.
But I mean, I brought him up because I thought that that's what we kind of hoped Shevin would become. Kind of your big, long-armed
Larry
presence
Sanders
in the middle.
Larry Sanders just had more energy, you right. know? He was just...
He had better footwork.
Yeah, and Shevin just hasn't been around the game very long. He started playing when he was 16. I mean, really, he was only playing soccer in high school.
Right.
And this kid's from Jamaica, and, you know, I'm not sure how big basketball is there, but he's just now learning the game. I'm sure maybe a team might think, hey, let me take a chance on him. He's raw. We can mold him into something. I don't know.
Well, we can almost guarantee that people have been scouting him. Now, we don't know if they came to watch someone from the other team. And, you know, sure as hell it wasn't to watch anybody.
Now, why would you say that?
Well, we've seen Miami Heat represented.
We've seen the Houston Rockets.
Right.
So we actually show up on Media Row. It's like a few set of tables behind the announcer table on... you know, game day, and so you can actually see who you're sitting next to. There's going to be a guy from the Washington Post, so you know, a person from the Washington whatever, and so we've had a few times some NBA scouts sit next to us,
and we assume they're there to see Shevin play,
right? But I think that one game we were playing St. Joe's,
right,
and they were probably seeing the other guy, Embray, or
right, and he's a baller. He might go top 15. So another interesting thing that we listened to today was Paulson was on our favorite radio station today.
106.7 The Fan.
And, you know, he got a good 2 minutes, and I think he...
Two and a half, actually. I timed it. It was quite impressive.
How much time does that GW coach get?
Mike Lonergan gets 20 minutes. Talks with the Junkies.
The Junkies love him.
JT3 at Georgetown, he gets 20 minutes. They invite him to do Redskin picks and all these other little bits. Paulson got 2.5 minutes. They asked him 2 questions, one of which related to his love of Diet Mountain Dew.
Like, who put... So, JP asked that question. I mean, if you guys don't listen to the Junkies, you need to do yourself a favor. And in the morning, on your way to work, put it on 106.7 The Fan FM and listen.
106.7 The Fan.
It's really entertaining. JP, he brought it up. He said, someone put me on to your love for Mountain Dews. How did he possibly know that? Was that a planned segment?
I guess someone asked Paulson like a wacky,
right,
you know, thing about him. And he said, I drink about 6 to 8 Mountain Dews a day. Okay, well.
Right. He said sometimes he polishes off a 12-pack. I was like, damn.
He says he goes to the Giant across the street from Eagle Bank Arena.
I'm about to meet him there.
I've been to that Giant, and it's tough.
I would ask him, can we please run a full-court defense? I wonder what he would say to me.
He'd say, pass me the Mountain Dew.
So he was on. I actually thought that he gave a lot of praise to Marquise Moore.
Oh, for sure.
And we learned that we don't really have a timetable for his return.
Right. I think initial projections were about 3 weeks. He has a sprained ankle, a high ankle sprain, which can be difficult to gauge. But what Paulson did do, he mentioned that Marquise Moore is the best defender pretty much on the team.
Yeah.
And so he'll pretty much guard the best player on the opposing team. He mentioned Richmond. There was like their stud player.
Didn't score till real late.
35 minutes he was held scoreless until Marquise Moore went out with the high ankle sprain, and then he started putting up some points. But he gave props to Marquise Moore.
Yeah, speaking of high ankle sprains, not to go too far off topic for too long, but Chad Johnson recently admit that he would go and collect teammates' urine to help his high ankle sprain heal. And so, sorry, it just made me think of it, but that was another little wacky bit.
Chad Johnson rubbed urine on his ankle.
He would put it in a bucket of urine, hot urine. He would microwave it and then put his ankle in it. But look it up. You don't have to believe me if you don't want to. Back to Paulson, 106.7, The Fan. I don't remember. What else did he talk about? They asked him a couple questions about how to get started.
That was the extent of the conversation. Pretty much, Paulson admitted that, yes, we're going to go through some highs and lows this season, as expected, with a young team.
Right. He said it took him a little bit longer than he expected to get the upperclassmen involved.
What do you expect?
Right.
They're Hewitt products.
And what were they doing with Hewitt? That's what I'm thinking about. Like, how could they not be used to, like, a fast-paced practice? You know, whenever I saw Hewitt open practice, I thought it was pretty standard.
That was a decent practice.
Right. I didn't think it was any different. I thought that it was very similar to the open practice we saw out of Paulson earlier this year. But apparently there's some huge differences.
Yeah, apparently.
But one thing we have to give props to is, when was Paul Hewitt on 106.7 The Fan?
A few times.
Was he?
Yeah.
Oh, did he tank?
It was all right.
Okay, so we hope
to see that bit.
we hope to see a little bit more of it though, because obviously, so at our last happy hour, we ran into the swim team coach, and he said that he never saw Paul Hewitt on campus, and now we're seeing Paulson on campus all the time.
Right, giving out donuts, you know, promoting high cholesterol.
Right now, I don't know. All right, guys, that's segment one. We're going to come back with our homecoming alumni list and a look around the A-10.
All right.
Peace.
Ooh, it's freezing out here.
Dude, where's your jacket?
I don't have a jacket.
Dude, where's your shirt?
I don't have a shirt.
Okay, well, guess what?
What?
I got to buy a George shirt. Do you need it?
Yeah, how much?
It's $15. Do you have $15?
No, thank you.
Okay, well, guess what? Now we're giving away for free.
Really? Yeah. All right, well, I'll take one.
All right, man. Surprise. Yeah, by George, man.
Wait, seriously, though?
Yes, right now I'll give you this shirt for free.
All right, well, give it to me.
All right, guys, if you call me at 703-582-7851, said you listened to Podcast 3, ask for a shirt, it's free on me.
Ooh, nice and warm.
All right, Chris, did you hear the man? Buy a By George shirt, please.
All right, I will. All right. I already bought one.
You probably have like five. Okay, just so we don't believe that George Mason does a very good job.
Oh, sorry, I just bumped my knee.
Remember, we're kind of in a ghetto setup, but we're getting a little bit better.
It's very nice.
Okay, actually is. Okay, so we don't believe that George Mason is doing a very good job recognizing their alumni.
And no, not at all.
And so this week, By George has taken it upon ourselves to recognize our favorite George Mason alumni. They're kind of sports related. Maybe they played sports. Maybe they still come and watch our sports.
Or maybe they're not even associated with sports.
Yeah, maybe not. You never know.
This is just, all right, this is a list of our favorite alumnus. We have like a short list.
Can I stop
list.
You real quick? Alumnus, alumni, alum. Can you break it down for me, please?
Just alumnus. That's all you need to know.
But what is alumni? Isn't alumni? Is alumni one? Is alumni two?
I don't think alumni is supposed to be used.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I apologize, Twitter. But
you could just say alum. Okay. Just say alum.
Okay.
It's safe.
All right. So who are you starting us off with?
Let's start off with Justin Bohr. He was our Monday alum pick of the day. Drafted by the Miami Marlins.
At one point, they were your favorite team.
They were. Because I loved Miggy. I loved Dontrell Willis. I loved Anibal Sanchez. I loved Josh Johnson. I loved that team. That
I mean, they won two World Series in a pretty short amount of time, right?
You know, it's a few years apart.
Right. And different squads, though?
Very.
Okay. Yeah. So, excuse me. Continue.
Yeah, just stop. Justin Bohr, though, product of Centerville, I believe. Came out of Centerville, went to Mason. He was a huge power guy. At least he was there during my years from 04 to 08. I would see him in my dorm room a few times. But
was he tagging sillies?
I don't know. I can't remember. But either way, he was a big guy. He was known for his power, and he's doing that in the majors now. He actually was fighting, I believe, Michael Morse for a first baseman position down in Florida, and he just outright beat him. And so this year he hit 25 bombs, 84 RBIs, and that's in limited action. Give him a full season of at-bats. He's like, you know, like an Adam LaRoche type guy. He could hit you a few bombs and hit like a decent average.
If I know Chris Jones, I know that he loves a pure power swing. Okay? Yeah. Watching a pure power swing gets Chris Jones sized.
Well, Justin Bohr's a big boy. Right. Let's not get that twisted. His swing, no matter what he does, he's going to swing for the fences.
Right.
So I'm actually proud to say he's, you know, a Mason baseball product. We haven't had many. He looks like he could definitely be even like a fantasy option for my season coming up. Like if you're looking for like a late round first baseman power scoop, Justin Bohr might be the guy. So what we did on Tuesday, we picked good old Angie Goff, my girl. She hosts NBC Channel 4 News.
Actually got her to tweet at us. She's the only one this week so far that's actually recognized us for recognizing them.
Because she's like a great girl.
Right.
Yeah. So we love you. You're very hot.
What's the bit? Like we're up before you're up or something?
We're up to the minute you're up.
Oh, that's a good. That's
I watch it every morning.
That's a good tagline.
So she needs to move to like the everyday morning routine. She does like the weekends right now. But Angie Goff is a stud. She could be on today's show if she wanted to be.
And little fun fact: she actually played basketball growing up in high school. I think she was like still living in Korea. Please correct me if I'm wrong, Angie. But she played basketball when early on in her high school career.
I don't know if any of that's true. So I'm going to assume that's
probably whatever. Not true, but hey, please correct
me. But I do know she was in AOPI, which is the hottest sorority at Mason.
Chris, we're almost 30. Okay.
When I was there, AOPI was number one. It was like AFI, Kyo, X with the horseshoe. You know what I'm saying? No, those were like the top sororities. And so, you know, we're looking for your support. But also one last thing with Angie. She has like one of the best blogs in the D.C. area, ohmygoff.tv. Check it out.
Her Instagram actually featured my ex-girlfriend getting proposed to. So how ironic is that?
That was kind of funny.
Full circle.
Also bitter. our next guy, we did Dayton Moore. Probably the most successful Mason alum, in the sense that he's currently the guy who came up with the roster with the Royals this year. So the reigning World Series champions.
And they went back-to-back World Series, right?
They went to back-to-back World Series. They won the last one. A lot of people were questioning him. Were the Royals doing anything? They literally came from nothing to, you know, World Series.
They hadn't made the playoffs since 85 or something nutty before a couple years ago.
Along those lines, yeah. So he's the GM. He's the mastermind. I think eventually he'll be scooped by, you know, one of the powerhouses
for that big money.
Yeah, no, I mean, he did a great job with the Royals. And if anybody knows anything about baseball, they have a great, deep, young squad. They could actually contend for maybe a few years. So props to Dayton Moore. And then finally today...
Wait, hold on. Did Dayton Moore coach for us as well?
He was an assistant coach. So he's an undergrad. He actually got his master's from Mason. He was actually...
So he's Mason through and through.
Oh, for sure.
He's donning his greeting.
In fact, a lot of the upper-level management within the Royals organization, Mason alum. Like, he brought his boys with him, too. So
I love it.
If you're a Mason fan, you got to love the Royals.
I rooted for them all playoffs along.
No, you did.
I did.
Didn't you root for...
Okay. The Nats, who tanked.
Yeah, they tanked.
Actually, I don't even think they didn't make it.
They didn't even make the playoffs.
Okay, so at them.
And then our final, at least for today, our final alum, Diana Russini. She's
hot.
Right. And so she was our local NBC4, you know, sports reporter who was, I guess, recruited by ESPN, and now she's a part of SportsCenter and all that good stuff. So,
how many people from here go to ESPN? I feel like it's every hot chick we have.
Yeah, Britt McHenry.
We could go on and on.
That other horse face chick.
Dang.
No, there's one chick that has a horse face, and she was
local. We apologize.
Local.
Guys, keep it PC, okay?
No one even knows who I'm talking about. No. But everyone knows that horse face on ESPN. She has like the morning bit.
Okay, Rossini.
And okay. You know who likes Diana Rossini?
Who?
Rex Ryan.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They did like a bit where they were catching a football or something, and he admitted that he loved her or something.
Well, apparently Scott McLuhan likes her.
We're not going to get into that.
Okay, so we got a couple other people that I'd like to recognize.
Who?
So Chad Dukes, we're listening to...
did not graduate, but...
We listened to CDTWV, Chad Dukes.
CVTW?
We listened to I listen to it every day.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
He's cracking me up. And he went to my high school, apparently didn't graduate from my college. Don't ask me, I have
no
idea.
But he started at WGMU, so props.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, anybody else?
I wanted to talk about the agent for RG3, but you said you said let's not talk about that. So,
well, he just got banned from the league for 3 years. So
okay, so we don't want to rep him. We're looking to rep.
Luck.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah, that's.
Did you want to talk mysteries or what is that play? Forget it. We're not going to talk about it.
okay. She tanked. So we're gonna transition away from that. We're really just trying to promote what we have everything that we got. Show us, show our love to you guys, and hopefully we can get your support back.
Hold on. Did we want to take a quick look around the A10? Just a quick look.
Let's do it.
All right, quick look. All right, so obviously we're in second to last place. Mason's not doing very well. LaSalle below us. That was to be expected. Can't wait to play them. That'll be an automatic win.
Hopefully.
But let's look at the top. How many bids can the A10 honestly get this year for March Madness? I've heard Lonergan come on the Junkies and honestly say about four. I'm thinking three. Dayton can be anywhere between like a 5 and a 7 seed if they keep going at the pace they're going. They're 10-1 in the conference, 20-3 overall. They've got some quality wins.
Breaking news. VCU just lost to UMass.
Okay, well, that hurts their chances. Yeah, UMass, they were like tied with us. Ooh. 2-8.
So they got a good one of those wins that we would love to witness. UMass just got.
Right, so VCU now went from easily in to maybe being like a bubble team. St. Joe's, I think, moves in.
We have to hope for four, right?
Yeah.
Hope for four.
Definitely. And I think St. Joe's makes it. George Washington, God, they had some good early wins. They lost to St. Joe's. Okay. I don't think they do it. Maybe St. Bonaventure.
Answer me this.
What?
Okay. Does any of these teams in this little middle pack area have a chance to pull off an A-10 tourney win? Like a full win the whole A-10 tournament?
Who are you referring to, though?
Like from GW to Fordham.
No.
None of those teams have a chance?
It's going to be a Dayton, VCU, St. Joe's type of tournament.
So it's you're thinking it's a three-team tournament. Hopefully we get a fourth. Maybe they win a couple games
I think, though, if we get the right matchups, we could actually win maybe like one or two games.
You think the George Mason Patriot basketball team could win a couple games in the A-10 tournament?
I literally just said that. I don't know what else.
We haven't even made the A-10 tournament yet.
Well, it's because of Fordham,
and we still lost to them this year.
I don't know if we're ever going to beat Fordham ever again.
So, as we're hoping for four, I don't see a scenario where there's five teams making it to the tournament.
Definitely not.
But a couple years ago, the A-10 was a lot better represented. So
right, I think we're three hard, four possibly, definitely not five, definitely not two. So somewhere in the 3-4 range. So A-10 is the 7th best conference in the nation. We're generally not perceived as a mid major anymore. We're not a power five, but we're one of those in betweens. So I don't know how you want to look at us. You could look at us as like, you know,
are we better or worse than the CAA this year?
We're better, but the CAA is actually up this year. You know, UNC Wilmington's having a big year. They're 18-5. William & Mary, they actually have a chance to make the tournament for the first time ever.
Do I still wish we were in the CAA?
I hope not. But, I mean,
would
we be winning in this CAA?
Probably not.
We'd be in, like, fourth or fifth place, and that's even, like, more humiliating.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Just let Paulson do his thing. We'll be in the middle of the A-10.
Paulson, I will buy you a year
of Mountain Dews
if you get us into the tournament. I mean, you got 3 years. That's my challenge.
We will juice you up so much.
Ooh. I'll get you that extra amp stuff so you can be extra fiery on the sidelines. I don't know if you need any more, but... So, yeah. Okay, honestly, we don't have any more commercials for you. We don't have any more products to push. If you would like to be represented on our podcast, reach out to us at 703-582-7851. But now we're just going to play you a song.
So, you know, listen.
What's the song title, Jones?
We're actually going to play this new song called Indian Summer by Jai Wolf.
Enjoy.
So, yeah.
Wow, man, I love that song, Chris. Why don't you tell me a little bit about the artist?
Fun fact, his name's Jai Wolf. Two, he lives in New York. Three, that's about it.
Okay, he's a mystery. So Google his name.
Yeah, well, good luck. There's nothing much there.
Show me my opponent.
Show me my opponent. It's been our most consistent bit of the last two or last three episodes.
Yet no one likes it.
But you guys know what's coming up. Chris, who are we playing?
Davidson,
okay. And what do we know of Davidson other than that's where the legend Steph Curry's from?
Davidson obviously came in the A-10, very hot last year.
Remind me, did we play them yet?
This year?
Yeah.
Yeah, we actually played them, like, pretty close. Do we have a chance of beating them at home? Maybe. They're 14-8 this year. They're kind of a middle-in-the-road A-10 team. They got some good wins. They got some okay losses. I mean, they've lost to VCU, GW. They've beaten the Duquesnes and Richmonds of the world. They're pretty much just a whatever squad.
They're what we wish we could have been.
Right.
This season. And pretty just much any season.
Right. And so they pretty much just go through one guy. I believe his name is Gibbs. If I remember, yeah, Jack Gibbs. 6 foot... Junior.
Is he a whitey or is he a brother?
Well, he's actually what you would expect to be a white looking brother. I had to Google him.
Maybe a mixed guy. Yeah. Okay. So hopefully we can shut him down. It's homecoming game. We gotta hope that Moore can play. The fans can't take another 20-point blowout. We just can't.
Right. How about a 6-point loss? Because that's what I'm predicting.
Right. Well, so that's not that bad of a prediction. And we haven't been that far off on the podcast.
Okay, I guess not. But
a lot of our predictions have come true. Did you call the Richmond win?
No. Oh. I said that we'd actually lose that game.
Okay, so we tanked.
I said eventually. Don't listen to us. We beat them later on in the year because we actually do play them well. Let's look at Davidson, though. Early on in the season, they started out hot, 5-0. They played North Carolina. A lot of people thought that would be a big game. They ended up getting blown out. Pretty much their only losses came to pretty good schools. Their worst loss probably came at St. Louis, where they're beat 96-87.
Dude.
Oh, God. St. Louis is hanging up 96 on you?
So you got to imagine they're right on that verge of being good, and maybe next year they take that step after having a above-average season.
Right.
But for right now, you gotta think with Moore, Mason has a chance.
It's a winnable game.
Without Moore, I don't see how we could win a game. So
right,
it's pretty much like we said. Who was our who we'd be living on a player with was Marquise Moore, and it seemed to prove itself true.
I have no idea what you just said.
Remember our segment?
Yes.
Living on a player. We said Marquise Moore. He said he was our guy. We said he was our MVP. And
I blacked out after that episode. I really forgot everything that was said.
Yeah, well, you probably should start listening to them because then we could probably make a better product. But
maybe I will.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe you guys should just let us know. Give us some feedback.
Okay, no one's giving us feedback. Quit asking for it.
Davidson, I'm going to predict myself.
A 6-point loss, me. I'm gonna go 76-70.
And I'm on the swing.
I think they're gonna play a fast tempo game.
I'm actually at a very similar score, like a 75-70, but I'm gonna go with Mason wins.
Whoa! Drop the mic. Okay, sorry.
It's okay. Hopefully your ears are okay.
Yep.
But you know, I would love to see a win. Two bad losses in a row. Maybe the team comes out
and
fired up.
And
the freshman hit threes. The freshman hit threes.
They also miss him. Thanks a lot, Cam. Quit airballing. I'm sorry.
Okay.
And let me just interrupt. We're drinking scotch right now, so we're a little loose-lipped, but keep going. Sorry.
Like you always say, nobody cares.
No one.
Okay, so pretty much what has been our most favorite segment of the last couple weeks is when we talk about something other than Mason basketball.
That's kind of sad.
Well, our team hasn't been that good. And so
they're fun to watch, though.
We've talked about our favorite DC sports.
Yeah.
We've talked about our favorite television
shows. We talked about...
We're going to save movies for right before the Oscars. Is the Oscars this weekend? No, right?
Zippy.
Okay, so we have some time. We're going to talk about movies at a different time. Right now, we're going to talk to you a little bit about music. Okay?
Music.
And what we were just watching, we were watching Yeezy Season 3, Kanye West's debut album / clothing line / looks like a bunch of homeless people got my clothes and cut them into pieces and put it on. But hey, we got a chance to listen to his new songs. Jonesy, what did you think so far?
I mean, I guess they're okay. I mean, I'm not in the whole Yeezy thing, so I get, like, I listen to his new songs. I get them. They're good. It sounds kind of like Yeezus 2.0.
Yeah, a little Yeezus mixed with 808 and Heartbreak is kind of the gist we got.
That's pretty much what I call it. So.
But you have to be excited that Kid Cudi's on the album.
Yeah, I'm psyched. Maybe. He's playing tonight at Echo Stage.
And we're not there.
Good. And I originally bought the tickets.
And what happened?
Well, he had some sort of mental breakdown and all the tickets were refunded. I took my tickets. I thought about what I'd be seeing. He might be playing his new material. So I said, F it. I'm not going to buy those tickets again.
Have you listened to Speeding Bullet to Heaven?
No, absolutely not.
You haven't listened to the whole thing all the way through?
No, and I won't.
Wow. So a little bit of history about Chris Jones and I. We have both seen Kid Cudi 3 times live. Mm-hmm. We have been a huge fan of his music ever since the day kind of Chris and I became roommates. We were bumping Kid Cudi at all of our parties. We were actually dancing with hot chicks at McFadden's, bumping Memories, late nights, drinking Miller High Lifes for a buck.
Napkins being thrown in the air.
Oh, we were catching beads.
Oh, that was that good.
I was taking shots out of, cleavage.
Those were good.
So we have very fond memories of Kid Cudi.
Hey, do you remember what we do on those nights? Let me just refresh. I don't even know if I should be sharing this.
Well, it doesn't matter. We had to drive there.
And so what we would do is no one wanted to drive to McFadden's. And so what we do is we'd say, all right, look, Steven. You're going to be the designated driver.
Not me.
You're going to be the designated driver. And so we'll reward you by being the designated driver by buying you some shots at the bar. Which sounds completely idiotic.
But we were young. We were young. And young people make mistakes.
And
so forgive us, please.
The person that was driving us, we would actually treat him because he was actually doing the thing of driving us. And so he would get completely hammered.
Well, he never got too hammered.
No, got hammered.
He had like 3 Miller High Lifes and drove. And we were completely fine.
It was just kind of ass backwards.
Right. But we were probably bumping Kid Cudi the whole time.
Yeah.
And so now he's back on this new album, and we're hoping that maybe it kind of returns us back to the cool Kid Cudi.
Yeah, well, probably not. So.
Probably not. But what else? Anyways, so that's Yeezus. We're pretty excited for it. Chris, you know, what else we got? What's in the pipeline of some music that you're listening to right now? Let me know.
What am I listening to? It's hard to say, man. It's like... A lot of nothing, man.
You've always been a guy that likes a song here, likes a song there.
Do I like any... So the one band that I'm kind of digging, they're out of Australia. They're like 18 years old. They're called Hockey Dad. If you get a chance, look them up. If you kind of like an alternative 90s punky type sound, Hockey Dad is where it's at. I love them. Check them out. They're not coming to the States anytime
soon. Why don't you throw a track on it and we'll let it ride behind us talking?
Like right now?
Yeah, like a Hockey Dad song. Like what is a Hockey Dad song that people should be listening to right now?
I don't even know. I mean, I guess I'll look one up on my iTunes as we speak right now. Let's see. So just play one right now.
Yeah, just let it ride. And
right, well, that's it. What you're hearing is looking.
So this is
a two-man group.
Two-man group. So kind of like
the
White Stripes.
Well, two boys. Okay. They're like 18.
Wow.
Yeah, they're
so
crazy.
And this song is called I Need a Woman by Hockey Dad.
Mm-hmm. Remember, so we went golfing earlier this summer and you were rocking this.
A bunch of times.
Yeah, you were rocking this album on the golf course. loved it. It's like a perfect summer.
It really is.
Jam.
And we will be bumping it on my rooftop as soon as the sun comes back out and we can lay out, catch some rays. We will be bumping Hockey Dad.
Right, but it's currently about 12 degrees. Right. Wind chill about frigid cold.
A new album that just came out, it's actually just featured on Apple Music, is Future's new album.
Just featured on Apple Music?
Yeah, wow. So it hasn't dropped yet. So this whole new bit is like Spotify, Tidal, Apple Music. Now everyone's like exclusively dropping on different apps, so you have to wait a full week after the initial drop just to be able to hear the CD, and it's actually getting pretty annoying. But either way, it dropped on Apple. It should be coming out on Tuesday. It's called EBOL. It's an acronym for something. Did Kanye steal his title idea with his TLOP album? You never know. So Future has been a trendsetter. He's dropped a bunch of albums and mixtapes. He did that mixtape with Drake, which is still putting out hits.
Can you get the highlight, please?
So, Future, I talked to Grayer and Cam before the season even started at that rack, meet and greet, eat free chicken wings.
And what did they say?
And they said they constantly are bumping Future. Future and J. Cole were the two names that they said to me. And so Future, it just resonates really high. Resonates. Did I say it right?
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, so... That's another album that's really hot right now. Chris Jones, can you give us anything else?
Oh boy, you're really pushing me here.
So one thing you gotta know about us is we love music. You know, it's really helped our relationship grow. The amount of concerts that Chris and I have been to together is insane. We've seen concerts in New York, we've seen concert in New Orleans, concerts in Texas. I mean, we've been all over the place seeing live music. And so that's just something that we gotta start to bring to you a little bit more.
Right. Well, I guess if I'm going to bring one last one, it's going to be a band that we saw earlier this summer, or this last summer, Lord Huron at the Landmark Festival.
That Landmark Festival was banging.
Yeah, it was pretty tight. We got to see the Strokes, Drake, Churches.
We love Churches. So if you haven't heard Churches yet, please check them out. We've already seen them 3 times live together.
Yeah, I'm kind of over it. But yeah, Lord Huron, though, they're one of the acts that played at Landmark. Love them. They're really tight. Check them out. If you kind of want like a folky country.
Well, you don't need to explain it. Play a track. Let's let the people hear it.
Well, we're playing a Hockey Dad right now.
Well, Hockey Dad just got nexted.
Okay, well. Alright, hold on. Let me look them up.
While we're talking about it, we went to Landmark. So initially we thought Landmark was going to tank. We didn't think that the sales were doing too well, so Chris and I bought like cheap $80 tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Had a blast. It was right on the water. You could see monuments. We actually at one point just took a break, laid out on a blanket with some hot chicks. Just kidding. Well, maybe there was.
No, there actually were.
There were, but we're like wifed up, so we can't talk like that anymore. But either way, we were laying out on a blanket, looking over the Potomac River or whatever river it is.
It's the Potomac River.
Okay, and it was just a beautiful scene. And so, this is a Lord Huron. Tell us about this track.
What am I supposed to say about it? It's a good song.
What's the name of the song?
It's called Lonesome Dreams. I mean, what do you want?
Okay, cool. So. Check out Lonesome Dreams by Lord Huron.
Huron.
Am I saying it right?
Yeah,
Huron. Damn. We got raw this episode. Something else I'm really looking forward to coming out.
You're struggling.
I'm struggling.
You want some more whiskey?
I'll take some more whiskey. Yeah, is there anything? I mean, come on, man. You know the music guy. You got anything else that you're excited for coming out? Is there a concert coming? Like, anyone coming to D.C. soon that we should be letting the people know about?
Honest to God, no.
Right.
It's all summer festivals, so...
Yep. We would love to go to Firefly. So that is something that we have talked about a little bit. Let's tell the people the Firefly lineup, just in case they haven't looked it up.
It's a pretty good lineup. What you'll see is you're getting Mumford & Sons, Kings of Leon, you're getting Blink-182, you're getting M83, you're getting Tame Impala, you're getting Churches, you're getting Up Monsters, you're getting 1975, you're getting ASAP.
Can I talk? Can I talk?
I'm sorry, you're getting Ludacris? Like, what? You're getting Fetty Wap? You're getting Fetty Wap?
With your top down.
Yeah, you're getting everybody. Jesus Christ.
I mean, we would love to go. It costs about 450 bucks. And we're going to have to camp out.
Zippy chance I'm going.
You can't shower. My wife and I went one time. You take dumps in the urinal. I mean, in the donjons. It's like people going in there barefoot. You just have to be in the right mindset to go into a festival like that. But this lineup, I mean,
it's pretty killer.
I mean, St. Lucia. I mean, it just goes on and
Major
on.
Major Lazer.
The band.
Death Gap.
Right.
Disclosure. What?
Yeah, Disclosure pops off.
Yeah, so.
So, pretty much we just hit you with like 10 bands that you should be listening to right now.
Yeah, with no actual point in all this. We're just kind of randomly talking about music, but.
Right, but that's what we do. We just randomly talk. And
yeah,
so,
and if you have a pen and paper, just take notes, because these are actually bands that you should be listening to. So
right, and if you want to relate to the players, bump some Future pregame and get yourself really psyched.
Or J. Cole.
Okay. Get Off My Dick. It's a great song.
Okay, well, inappropriate.
Inappropriate. All right, so anything else, Mason, that we got to talk about? We're really hoping for a win.
Can I bring up one last thing, and I'm going to take like 2 minutes.
Okay, right? Hit it.
It's going to be 2 minutes.
Yep.
So what did you just recently get an email of?
So I've been a season ticket holder and donator for 3 years now. So sometimes they shoot us emails and they ask me, you know, what would you change about your game day experience?
So you did receive an email about the game day experience, correct?
Correct. They wanted my feedback. They were talking about how
they wanted feedback.
They're giving more. They gave more out this year. They have cheaper options.
So they wanted feedback. All right. So here's my feedback. All right, Mason, if you're listening. Let me start. A, new announcer. The guy's nubby. He sounds like he's talking at Fenwick.
Listen up, Mason fans. Get on your feet.
We want the guy that goes, listen up, Mason fans. Get on your feet. The George Mason Patriots are coming out. Yeah, we want to hear that. We don't want to hear, you know, the nubby guy.
He's
new
not
intro.
That bad.
We want the new intro song. We don't want to hear Superstition. Woo! Yeah, we got it. We just any new song, it's fine. Love you, Green Machine. You're amazing. We get it. Beer sales. Can we get maybe a few drafts being poured out?
It would really help in a down year like right
now.
Well,
if you're not making money, Mason, SMU sold 350K worth of beer and wine last year at their basketball games.
I mean, you could probably charge those beers like $8 a pop.
And it's Fairfax. People will buy it. Yeah. Take a look at O'George.
Right. People are getting burnt.
Food. We don't want any more nubby chicken fingers for like $15. We don't want any more Paisano's dry pizza or whatever the hell you're selling. Get us like a decent food.
I mean,
station.
A Shake Shack, an Ant
okay,
Pizza.
Okay, you're not getting that.
But the bits are blowing up. The Cava Grill.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. But,
right.
Yeah, well, let's be realistic.
Something. Not I mean, $7 popcorn.
Right. And so can we also get video replays? All right, I get it. You installed the new TVs. Cool, awesome. What are we going to see? Paisanos. Great, we got it.
And Edwards knows how we feel about it because he actually did like one of our tweets saying, are we ever going to see replays?
Right, and so I don't know if he's mocking us or
still
what.
Waiting.
Right, and so and also the TVs that play the corner stats, thanks. Those stats are great. We love seeing that. Yeah. The lighting. Can you dim the lights? Can you have some lasers? Jesus Christ, we went to JPJ down at UVA. Wow. When they come out, it's like a spectacle. Yeah, you're seeing lasers.
Well,
and
to counter the video was pretty tight. I think it was actually
right.
A different video when
all
we walked in. This
was great.
No, no, I'm talking about this. The last Mason game we went to. It was a different video. We noticed it actually looked pretty
cool. Cool video.
Okay. Well,
all
they're
right.
they're trying.
About lighting right now.
They're trying.
So, yeah, the lighting is just terrible.
Okay.
Everything looks nubby. Tailgate. Can we get a tailgate? Can someone tailgate?
Me and you tailgate.
Right. Well, everything walking into the stadium is low energy. You know, I feel like Donald Trump. Everything's low energy. We got lucid deals. No, seriously though, we have no energy going to the stadium. Everyone's walking around the concourse kind of like, yeah, we get it. All right, so halftime show. Do we still have to see the kids jumping rope? I get it. It's fun. Does it have to be every game? Probably not.
Jonesy, they've done a couple things different this year.
Okay, well, I'm just talking.
The tricycle bit's kind of funny. Is that a halftime?
Where they like tries to go.
I can't remember if that's a timeout or a halftime. You go to a GW or UVA game, they have a trapeze act. They've got a guy shooting archery, flaming bows. They got all this, you know, stuff. Just, you know, give us something. And the sad thing is, when the kids that come and jump rope, they make up like 2/3 of the crowd. So when you see them like filtering from the top, getting ready for halftime, there goes half our crowd.
Can they get better tickets too? Like you putting them up in the corner? The place is empty. Hook the kids up. Make it look more filled out.
What about the timeouts? Whenever they do, you know, the guy comes out, they bring a fan out, they do the ball and cut bit where they hide the ball and they swish them around.
I like it.
We get it. It's A, it's B, it's B, we got it, it's C. Whatever.
They don't do the layup free throw three pointer that I did anymore.
They do the tic tac toe bit though. It's all the same. Remember
there was a cat game, tic tac toe.
New songs. All right, love you, Green Machine. You're the greatest pet band. Ba 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 ba. But do we still need to be playing Superstition? Do we need to be playing that Paramore song? You know, the.
Kanye has like 300 songs. Just learn a new one.
The Power song. Obviously, you're playing Kanye. You're playing the Rage Against the Machine. Love that song.
Oh, I love. Well, the No Sleep Till Brooklyn would be awesome if we were going to compete in the A-10.
Compete in Brooklyn, right? But then the Empire State of Mind. If we went to New York or something, could we get Uptown Funk? Could we get Weekend Song? Could we get Shut Up and Dance? Could we get Where Are You Now? Could we get Hotline Bling? Could we? It takes 2 days to learn these songs. I'm just recommending.
And in no way, Green Machine, are we hating on you? We love you, Doc Nix, West Post, stand up. But you know,
just 2 new songs, right. Please. Quick thing: lower ticket prices, too expensive. No one wants to pay those prices to see. You know what we're seeing right now.
Well, we pay.
What?
We pay.
Yeah, we pay.
Okay. So what? Some people pay.
I pay too much. update the general concourse. Do you remember those mock drawings that they had at Eagle Bank Arena? There's supposed to be windows and all these new food stations and all that. They pretty much just added a new entrance, cleaned up a
few
things.
They have that carving station.
Oh.
Have you gotten it yet?
No, I walked by it.
Will you ever get it?
It's probably like $16 for a sandwich.
Would you get it if it was a Chipotle burrito?
Probably.
Yeah, me too.
Thanks for adding the handrails. Love that. Can we get some better deals too? Last year, there was like a deal with Glory Days where they offered a bit where you had to score like 9 field goals in the last 30 seconds of the game. It was something so preposterous that you're just like, really? Can we even do this? Right. Now they have the 2 foul shots that they have to miss at the end of the game.
Which was just ripped straight from the Wizards. Right. So nothing really too new, unique there.
Do you remember the old thing, though? You had to score over 80 points to get free Chick-fil-A.
Yep. And we were eating a lot of Chick-fil-A.
Times have changed. I gained weight that season. This season I'm losing weight. Can we get a color finalized, by the way? I get it. You're green. You're green and gold. Are we forest green? Are we Irish green? Are we this green?
Some shirts are like lime green. I just wonder what is going on.
I'm just going, the green out had about 50 shades of green due to lack of branding. Thanks a lot, George Mason. Figure out what we are, and then we'll kind of go from there. Can we get Eagle Bank Arena filled with students? It's a Saturday afternoon. It's noon. What else are you doing?
But Chris, isn't this what we're trying to do? Aren't we trying to help them? We recognize that Mason's not doing a very good job promoting.
They added 5,000 more students to campus. We walked around campus. They've added all this new housing. There's all these new kids on campus. There's the same amount of students going to these games than when I was going.
Allow tailgating. Allow tailgating. Right. It will bring the students.
Let us get bent. The look to the sky, Chick-fil-A cows are dropping. Yeah, we got it. Yeah, they. I don't know if you've noticed this. The cows drop in the same exact spots. Right. They lay them out in the same spots. The same guy that sits in the same
Donating like $1,000 a season is getting the same Chick-fil-A sandwiches.
Right, and he's enjoying it, but no one else is. Also, my voice. Sorry.
Technical difficulties?
No, it's not. I just need more whiskey. All right. Here's the situation. It's a Wednesday night, all right? Pretend this is real.
Okay.
It's a Wednesday night. It's winter break. We're playing Bowie State for some reason. Attendance is at or near around 800 people. Can we just sit wherever we want?
Right.
Why is security giving us a hard time if we want to move down?
Don't you want it to look more packed?
Yeah, especially if this thing's going to be televised. at a certain point, you just got to let anybody sit wherever they want.
Now, we do want to give some credit to the last couple games. That Dayton game was advertised to the students better than most games.
Eagle Bank Arena has been great the last few games. Right. Don't get me wrong.
There's I'm just talking about
a game that is poorly attended. Just let people sit wherever they want.
Let people sit wherever they want.
Can I move to the last
one? I mean, are you going to... this is a lot of things. They're not fixing all these things.
Well, they could take notes. All right, you want to know why people like rat games? Because it deviates from the normal game day experience. The fact that people want to go to a gym...
packed up rack.
Right, we get it. The fact that people even want to go to a gym, like a practice facility, is a sign that the game day experience right now at Eagle Bank Arena is pure nebs.
It's stale, like old croutons.
So that's why people want to pack the rack, because they're just sick of the current game day
experience.
I don't
even know if we packed the rack. Do you think it's sold out? Like, do we even sell out the rack?
I don't know. But look, these are just some tips that maybe George Mason can take, and that people will actually want to pack Eagle Bank Arena. And obviously, this all comes from the product on the court. If we start seeing some wins, the place is going to
fill
up.
Oh, that place will fill up.
Yeah, that's number one. But other than that, I don't have any more complaints.
So, homecoming week, we just murdered the game day experience. But we would love for you to come out. I mean, it's going to be 20 degrees. Why don't you want to tailgate in 20-degree weather?
20 degrees? That's a stretch. It's supposed to be 9.
Ooh, for the wind chill? We may not even go.
I'm going.
You're going to go?
I'm going.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go too. And we hope to see you all there.
Yeah, we'll be rocking by George shirts. If you want to buy one, please stop by our... car? I don't know.
Well, you can hit up our website at buygeorge.giantkiller.co.
Co. That's C-O. Co.
C-O. Right. Giant Killer. Why the C-O? Ask him. Okay? But, you know, stop by our website. You can get the... order our shirts off the shop.
Yeah, they heard it the first time.
All right, guys.
So we're about done with this?
Episode 3. All
right.
Well, it's a wrap.
You ready for episode 4?
The By Jeezy season 4?
No, just the episode 4.
Oh, okay.
Just stop talking.
All right.
All right, we're going to stop.
Peace.
All right. So, no, I'm not ending on peace. So just end on a normal goodbye or something.
Guys, I'm Brian.
All right, stop.
My sister went to Mason. I lived that life, went to visit. It was cool.